Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, let's get to Our Bronze Insider. His name is Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, when's your cabin week?
I don't have a cabin week, but I will be taking some time off after the Browns break for summer vacation.
I actually do love the idea of you renting out a cabin and just kind of hanging out for a couple weeks. Just you, yourself, and you, and just deplugging from everything. No internet, no Shador Sanders videos popping into your face, and just almost like the darkness retreat that Aaron Rodgers went on. You're doing something like that for yourself.
I have hidden the phone from myself before. I have done
You've
that.
Hidden so. The phone from yourself?
How do you hide the phone from yourself?
I mean, I've lost my phone, but I've never hidden it from myself.
I've left it at home before. And then
it's a bad game.
A half hour into the drive, regretted my decision.
So you did it on purpose. You didn't just forget your phone?
No, I did it on purpose and immediately regretted my decision.
What's the longest you think you could stay away from your phone and be like, all right, I'm happy about this decision? Like in White Lotus, they give up the phones. All the kids give up the phones and then they do like a 5-day thing with no phones. Could you do 5 days without any phone?
I don't know if I can do 5 minutes these days. I can't even watch a movie or a TV show without having to check my phone every 5 minutes.
I know. It's bad these days. You're not alone. I mean, there's a lot of us out there just doom scrolling all day long. It's a thing right now.
You know who could do that, though, is Joe Flacco. Get off his lawn with your TikTok dances.
So, all right. Matt, can you get that clip ready? I haven't heard it. Everyone is talking about Joe Flacco and the TikTok dances and him being
fantastic.
So, okay. Is he? All right, I want to hear it. All right, Max is going to play it for us, and then we can react. Here we go.
No TikTok dances. The fact that people, that is different too. This generation, the fact that people want to get on their phones and show people the most, like, that's embarrassing. You're an adult. Like, be an adult. Like, it's just like, I can't wrap my head around that. And like, I get it. Like, you have kids and like, you want to like have fun with your kids. Like, well, like have fun with your kids in private. You know, that's what I think. I'm not guarded. I don't think I'm guarded at all. I think honestly, if you talk to me in person, I'll tell you a lot. I'll be pretty honest with you. But like, yeah, on social media, no chance. Just part of me, there's a piece of me at times that we're like, gosh, should I be this guy that kind of like does this a little bit? Like, I feel like in order to have a good social media, you do want to be honest and like show what you do in your life. But it's just like, that's a job in itself.
It is a job in and of itself. I'm not very active on social media. You know that about me. I don't really post in many, many places at all. But also, who are you? Are you the fun police? Like, Joe Flacco, Larry David all of a sudden? Like, if people are having fun, who cares?
He might be. I particularly enjoyed what he had to say today because I just felt like it was the ultimate middle-aged dad commentary.
I mean, he was doing an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right there. That's all he was doing. I can't wait for his Spite Store to come out.
He was saying everything you want to say, Daryl.
Absolutely. 100%.
Are you Joe Flacco? Is that what you're telling me right now?
No,
I think Joe's taller.
No, he's much taller and much better at football than I am.
All right, so what do you make of the idea that he actually didn't throw any footballs today? Now, it's been 2 days in a row that he's not throwing many footballs, and it seems like Stefanski's really trying to see what he's got with these younger quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, Shedeur Sanders still hasn't gotten any first-team reps. He did get to work with the twos today, got a couple of reps there. I think at some point, though, he needs to change that. I think Shedeur needs to work with the ones. Second straight day, Dylan Gabriel was first up with the ones. The first play of 11-on-11, Gabriel had to throw the ball into the grass. So he got off to a rip-roaring start. I don't know. Maybe they're doing the process of elimination thing right now. Hey, let's give Dylan Gabriel a bunch of first-team reps in veteran minicamp here, and we can eliminate him from the competition come training camp and make it a three-team race. I don't know. But that's kind of what they've done. Kevin Stefanski says this is all part of his master plan, whatever that master plan happens to be. And so, we'll see tomorrow if Dylan Gabriel gets a third crack at doing something, anything in a team period. He reminds me, I won't say who he reminds me of, I'll just say this. He's a great 7-on-7 drill quarterback. 11-on-11, not so much. That's what I'll say.
Wow.
I'm going to spend the rest of this segment, maybe even the rest of the show, trying to think of who he reminds you of.
I was going
to
press him on it, but I he's not going to tell us. I know that. So that's okay. We'll let that one die. But the point is that it's funny. Listen, you're there. I mean, you're the one with the eyeballs on it. It's just from my Twitter viewpoint, it seemed like people were suggesting that Dylan Gabriel had a good day today, as if he was almost turning a corner. You don't see it that way.
No, I do not. He looked good in 7-on-7, 11-on-11, in my view, there's some work to be done.
How much do you think the performance matters right now?
Marginal. And the reason I say marginal, Danny, is because Kevin Stefanski keeps talking about they're in install phase and teaching phase and seeing what people are comfortable with phase. So, that's why I think right now, when it comes to the competition, I don't think that they're out there, counting completion percentages. I do think what they are grading these guys on is, are they seeing what they're supposed to be seeing? Are the reads correct? Are they going through the progressions correctly? What do the mechanics look like? Is the footwork sound right? Things like that. That's where I think they're grading right now. And then the other stuff is going to come during training camp. I just don't know how deep into training camp you can go with a four-man quarterback competition, but that's just me.
Can you give me a grade for each quarterback today then? Because I'm very confused because I really thought that Twitter had some sort of consensus, but this is why you can't believe what you read online, and this is why we have you here, Daryl. Can you give me a grade for the quarterbacks?
Can I just rank the quarterbacks where I think that they're at? I don't want to give them daily.
Not where they're
grades,
at, but what they did today. Can you rank them for how you saw them today?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to give guys grades today. I don't think that that's fair. But I'm happy to tell you where I think that they should be.
It's definitely fair, but you don't have to do it. It's
what
okay.
About pass fail?
No.
No, he knows that's going to turn into the headline is going to turn into Dylan Gabriel failed at minicamp today. I get it.
That just does not end well for me.
I get it. Do you feel like the Browns, we had a lot of chatter out of Detroit. There's been like 8 different websites suggesting a trade with Shedeur Sanders and the Lions. And then on the other side of it, we had a report today suggesting the Dolphins have interest in Dylan Gabriel. Do you feel like...
Miami can have him.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat?
Yes.
See, I think that tells you what his grade was.
I mean, I said earlier today, I was like, we'd pack the bags for Dylan Gabriel if that ended up being the answer. They want to go ahead and give us whatever pick that would turn out to be, whatever player that would be. No one's mad about that. My big point on it, though, is that we're already getting chatter between the two rookie quarterbacks. I think everyone thinks it's going to be Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett, the one that doesn't win the job that's going to be traded. No one has interest in Kenny Pickett. There's going to be no one wanting to trade to get Kenny Pickett, but there's clearly interest in these rookie quarterbacks, Daryl.
Yeah, well, because they're an unknown quantity.
Right.
I would not entertain a trade for Shedeur Sanders at this time. I don't think I see too much there with him.
Yeah, you do. From the Shashil, as you call me. Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Love to hear that. That was music to my ears, Daryl.
I think that there's a little too much there to just give up on him this early.
He is a Shaconvert.
I am not a Shaconvert, nor am I a Shashil. I can just only go by what
getting
I see.
Getting pretty close. We got ourselves a nice Shaboom. It seems like
he's open to the idea.
Well, listen, so I'm reading things out of Pittsburgh training camp today, and it's like Steelers insider saying rookie quarterback Will Howard has been inconsistent in OTAs and minicamp. And I'm like, well, you know, with what I told you on Monday is true, Daryl. All these things with Shedeur just does consistent work. It seems like he never has bad days in front of you guys, and there's value on being a consistent performer in any walk of life, but especially in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd like to see at some point, and maybe part of it too is again, because Stefanski's talking about the teaching and the comfortability and all that kind of stuff. I feel like they're protecting him a little bit. And I have said this before when it comes to playing time this fall. I think they want to make sure that they do this thing right with Shedeur. And they don't put him in positions in which he has an opportunity to fail under circumstances that are not of his doing. I feel like they really want to make sure that they set him up for success. And I do feel like that's part of the reason why he's not gotten the first team reps. They are bringing him along slowly, step by step, and at some point in training camp, yeah, we'll probably see him with the ones. But like, I don't get the sense that they're anxious to put him in a game situation this year.
Do you think that there's danger in being too conservative with that?
No, I don't. Look, he's a fifth round pick, and. You know, look, I mean, there were years where the Browns picked quarterbacks in the third round, including this past one, where they didn't even want to put that kid on the field. But circumstances dictated they do that. DeShone Kizer comes to mind, right? There was no reason that guy should have seen the field his rookie year, but the circumstances dictated they didn't have a choice. They had to play him, and we all know how that movie ended. So I don't feel like that is detrimental to Shedeur. The way the Browns are handling him right now. Not at all.
A couple highlights for me, Daryl, from the Deontay Johnson press conference today that I thought was really interesting. One, him admitting that the Browns were the only team that was after his services is highly comical to me. The other part of that was him stretching and saying, like, it's just one bad year. It's like, it was more than one bad year there, Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah, Andrew Berry's the second chance man. He's willing to give guys a second chance, and I would argue this kid's on his fourth or fifth chance. This one might be his last, though. The fact that he acknowledged today that the Browns were the only team that picked up a phone and reached out to him to bring him in. So I kind of feel like this is last chance you for him here in Cleveland, and we'll see how it plays out.
Do you think he understands that? Like, do you think that this is his last opportunity to be in the NFL? And if there is a time or place to turn around, it's now.
Well, I never say that anyone's on their last opportunity to play in the NFL because we know how the NFL operates. But, you know, I can't speak for whether or not he understands it. You know, he really didn't want to talk about anything that happened last year. He wanted to leave that in the rearview mirror. You know, obviously it's relevant when you go through what he did last year, you know, getting traded and cut twice. But hopefully he does. You know, there is an opportunity here. Like, it's Jerry Jeudy and then a bunch of question marks after that. So he has an opportunity here to revive his career. And I'll be honest with you, Danny, I hope that's the approach that he's taking, not so much looking over his shoulder, hey, this is my last chance to make it. Hopefully he looks at it, hey, I have a tremendous opportunity here to revive my career because there isn't much here in that receiver room. And if, you know, if that helps him focus and stay on the straight and narrow, then obviously the Browns are going to benefit tremendously on the field.
Daryl Ryder, fantastic insight as always. I'll catch up with you on Friday when you're with me all the way for 5 hours from 2 to 7. Enjoy the rest of your night, Daryl.
Maybe we'll grade the quarterbacks on Friday. We'll see.
Ooh, I'm looking forward
to it.
Well,
you get an A+, Daryl.
That's right.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Daryl Ryder right there. Brought to you by Shop and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I gave it like a, you know, B+ instead of an A+.
I wanted to be nice. I'm not going to bully Daryl the same way you're not going to bully Mac.
You know, that's right. That's good. It is a bully-free week here on the station. How are we going to explain the bully-free week to Nick when he comes back? I think we just kind of let this one die.
He's
with
going
us.
To laugh at you and bully you.
I think we're just going to let this one die.
I think everyone will understand that bully-free week is over when
it's
Nick
over.
Comes back.
No one really comes back and tells them it was a bully-free week. We just kind of let that one marinate and sit where it is, right?
Exactly. Let it happen.
All on the same page. Got it. All right. We come on back. There was somebody trying to bully Kevin Stefanski. Is he going to fall for it? How much of a say does Stefanski have in all this? 216-474-0092. Jonathan Pito and Danny Cunningham with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.